Explore Messiah with Sadaka Ministries seeks to be a place where anyone and everyone can ask the difficult questions of life. Some of these questions touch at the heart of your soul, some of them touch at the heart of your mind, but all of them deserve an answer. Hi, my name is Amy Downey, and I'm the CEO and president of Sadaka Ministries. Join with us today as we seek to answer another of the tough questions of life. Shalom from Explore Messiah with Sadaka Ministries. And actually, we're recording this episode on Friday, so Shabbat Shalom. Hopefully the title of this episode is intriguing to you. What is wrong with the number 29? Most women, not me, I'm 51, but a lot of women want to stop aging at the number 29. That seems to be the magical age. A lot of women these days are comfortable with their age. I am. I'm about to be 52 next month. So, you know, a lot of women, some women, want to stop aging at 29, maybe 39. They sure don't want to hit the number 40. But what is wrong with the number 29? You know, because numbers are interesting, right? A lot of people like the number 3 because it symbolizes the number of the Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. A lot of people like the number 7 because it symbolizes the number of perfection. Nobody wants the number 666. On their license plate because that's the number of evil, of the Antichrist. And, you know, nowadays everybody's convinced, not everybody. I'm being a little stereotypical today. But a lot of people, some of my relatives, are convinced that if you receive the COVID vaccine, the number 666 is going to pop up on your forehead sooner or later because you've gotten the mark of the beast. By the way, I have received the COVID vaccine and no numbers have popped up on me yet, so it's okay. But what is wrong with the number 29? I'm going to tell you. I receive in my email box information from the Barna Research Group. Now, they haven't released the whole information that they've done on this survey, but they have released kind of hints about information about missions and all of that. And one of the kind of the teasers they've released relates to the number 29. And according to Barna Research that they're going to release soon, only 29% of American Christians believe that reaching the world with the gospel is very urgent. That's what's wrong with the number 29. That only 29% of American Christians believe that reaching the world with the gospel of Messiah Jesus is very urgent. That number should be 100% because it is very urgent to reach the world with the gospel of Messiah Jesus. Because Jesus told us in Matthew 28, 18 through 20, that our job as believers in Jesus is to go ye therefore into all the world and to preach the gospel, and to make disciples. Acts 1:8, more numbers. He told us before he ascended into heaven to go to Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria and to the uttermost parts of the world. and to share the gospel. Romans 1:16 said that the gospel is something we're not to be ashamed of, and we are to tell it to the Jew first and also to the Gentile. The gospel is very urgent, but only 29% of American Christians believe that sharing the gospel is very urgent. Why is that? Well, if you've listened to any of Explore Messiah with Sadaka Ministries podcast, you know that the vision of Sadaka Ministries, my vision, my hope, my passion, is to share the gospel with Jewish people, but also to all people. And we go and we try to equip Christians and churches to do that. And sometimes my life is 24/7, and I sometimes struggle to sleep at night because the thought of any lost person going to hell just racks my body with pain. But part of the reason why it's only 29%, and I've said this in churches, is because we really don't think that Jesus is going to send anyone to hell. We are functional, practical agnostics as far as it relates to the idea of hell. But there is a hell. Jesus spoke more about hell when he was here on earth than he spoke of heaven. If someone dies without a personal relationship with Jesus as their Messiah, they are going to hell. That is painful to say. It is painful to realize, but it is eternally true. But yet it appears that 71% of American Christians really don't believe that. So here's my question. Are those 71% of American Christians really Christians? That's another question we need to ask. Do we have a lot of people running around from Minnesota to Texas and from Washington State to Florida and everywhere else in between saying they're Christians, but they're really not because they really do not believe in the empirical truths of the gospel? And have we done such a pitiful job of discipleship that we're not making an eternal difference in anyone's life? Because Revelation tells us that if you are not found written in the book of life, you will be cast into the lake of fire. So what is wrong with the number 29? It should be 100%. And what is wrong with the number 29? We have done a horrible job of discipleship. What is wrong with the number 29? That tells us that perhaps 71% of American Christians aren't truly believers in Jesus. And we've got to do better. What is wrong with the number 29? It should scare us more than the number 666. That's what's wrong with the number 29. And Sadaka Ministries goes out and tries to equip Christians and churches, real quick Christians and real churches, to reach Jewish people with the gospel and hopefully reach their own church with the gospel. And we can't do it without you. And for all of these episodes and all of these times that I have shared with you, I've never mentioned the fact that we need support. So I'm going to mention it. Tzedakah Ministries needs financial support. And I have posted on our show notes the ways that you can do that. So here, I've mentioned it. But what is wrong with the number 29? We've got to do better. And that has to begin with us who truly believe the gospel is true. That truly believes that if someone dies without a personal relationship with Messiah Jesus, they sadly and eternally will go to hell. Do you believe that? I do. And that number 29 scares me to death. And it should you too. And that's what Explore Messiah with Tzedakah Ministries is all about. Because we don't want you to go there. We don't want anyone to go to hell. And we've got to do better because we don't have much time left. And until next time, my name is Amy Downey. I'm the president of Tzedakah Ministries. And we've got to share the truth of Messiah Jesus. Shalom and God bless.